Chapter 11. You Never Walk Alone. Love Letter to Our Ground Crew. Asa Through Eve, September 27, 2010. Dear hearts, this is Asa. As you who follow the teachings of Christ Michael may have realized, we are in a very serious period, and most of all transmissions are reflecting this seriousness. The weight is heavy on the shoulders of all who have decided to add their efforts in order to reach the goal. I was briefing Eve yesterday, and giving her some words of encouragement, then she asked me for encouragement to all, and I agree that in spite of the hardships, or even especially because of the hardships, it is high time to talk about something of beauty, about prospects of where we are to go. I want to give you a message beyond all regulations, explanations and orders. You may regard this as some kind of love letter from your housekeeper. As you know, housekeepers are not always as bad as their reputation. Today I will not rant with you because you tried to take a short cut across the lawn. Today I will tell you that you, my beloveds who work diligently to serve the order of Christ, are very much a ground crew of my heart. When I observe your challenges and how you keep standing strong, I'm full of empathy with you and proud at the same time, as many of you still stand tall in situations where others would have long before fallen off. I love you very much the way you are, in the moments where you simply give the best you have to give and still strive to give more. All of you are so unique souls, so dedicated to their service, and yet so individual in the way you perform your duties. So many are seeking for answers which cannot yet be given due to security problems, and even if they do not receive these answers they long for, they still remain in faith, belief and hope as a model role for others. I simply love the natural wildness that many of our Kamara family members incarnate do show, you spontaneous eruptions pro-justice, you preparedness to pull rank to fight for the light. In the same way I simply love the silent and humble service of others, be it at the front, or in the background, who do not only talk about love, but make their love manifest by the deeds in their daily life. I'm somehow watching over all of you in a certain way, not the same way as your guardian angels do, but in my special way, even if you do not sense that. If the emptiness of the density seems to be overlaying my presence of friendship in your hearts, not power can change this. CM and me are waiting for you in the silence of the truth, in the shadow of preparedness, to be the one to pick you up when the places nearby you have been voided. We will not pick you up by rapture or by the legendary magic wands. We will pick you up by filling the rooms of your heart and by carrying you on our shoulders for a while. We are the cosmic presence behind the dense presence. CM knows you in every single detail. There will always be these golden fields to walk in, settled on the bottom of our hearts, reflecting the heavenly glances of the higher realms. Our fields of gold are protected by the umbrella-like skies of our CM dear, who opens and offers to us the endless pastures of development and support. There is a place in the heart where hands never really separate, where nothing gets lost, where completion and a status near perfection dwell as a well to drink from, as a nourishment to feed the hunger of the soul. Remembering that will give you protection and survival in the storms of life. How can just some of you believe that there were no emotions with the makers of the universes? Emotion is what propels evolution, what powers development by setting goals to reach. Would you truly be able to imagine a creator sun, yawning while he creates his universe? Creation is challenging. It is powerful, it is an adventure. What you even cannot imagine now will be reality and manifest tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the now of the future transformed. We live, we laugh, we sigh and cry like you, and we may be sad and disappointed, also just like you. And then we collect ourselves to come back into the right track to move on and forward in service. The circles of life are turning and turning, and in all of this we do always strive for love. If one forgets about, there are reminders. And this is my reminder for you, my beloved ones. One near day I will simply stand in your way, and you will not be able to pass me on any side without a heart-to-heart contact. We will simply collide in love and fuse to become a great team. This is what is heading to us at high speed. Even if the phrase goes, "Nothing is written in stone," this is. I'm flooding you heart with sparkling showers born in our sacred common heart, with a strong yearning to inflame your hearts to universal fires of divine love, more than ever before. I'm holding you tight in my heart. All of you, and especially the ones who stand in the middle of the target, and who still have to stand so much harm for being firm in their service. Lean on me if you need comfort and encouragement. Heed my words, remembering the golden fields and heart strings which will always keep us connected. I'm telling you again, also on behalf of Christ Michael, we are always at your side, and you never walk alone. This is my message to you, dear ones, my cosmic love letter to the ground crew, originating in my deepest heart. Yours, Asa Emmanuel, Planetary Prince of Urantia, Shan, Terra, Gaia, Earth, etc.